Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, this is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. And indeed, it is glory to God on this cold and frosty morning here in Yorkshire. We just have a small sprinkling of snow, but it is cold. And do you know what, Audioboo? My boiler's broken. Yes, I've no hot water and no heating this morning. I got up and I do have a bit of arthritis and I was creaking all over the place. I sounded like an old mansion's floorboards. And coupled with what happened last night, it's quite strange. It's funny how the trouble seems to come in, not in threes, but in bunches, you know. And after last night, I posted about those of you who are cognizant with what happened. When I was in Lancashire, I was allowing people to stay at my house, addicts and people coming out of prison. Because from where I'd come from, once being an addict, once having been to prison, having been a criminal a few years ago, I did have a heart for them. And God had placed those people on my heart, and how they turned on me as I was physically ill. And they turned on me and stole and bullied and lied and cheated, you know. And last night, how I received a text calling me a liar. Do you know, I'm a liar, and if they could get their hands on me, and how they call myself a man of God, I'm just a liar and a hypocrite and all these things. But I said last night how God gave me the grace to forgive and the grace to understand. And now I talked about Mary J. Blige. Do you remember MJB, minimization, justification and blame? And I placed understanding around this guy and where he must be, having been there before. And this morning I got up, and do you know the first thing on my heart was him? The first thing I brought to the Lord this morning was him. I said, Lord, I understand where he's at this morning, and I pray that you will release him. Lord God, bring deliverance. And it's like the Lord said to me, if he doesn't want to change, I can't change him. I can't force him to change. And it got me to thinking, Audioboo, about the awesome justness of our God, how just he is. You know, a lot of people say today, well, if God is so good, how come there's so much evil in the world, and how come people do wicked things? Now, if God today, Audioboo, was to make everybody believe in him, was to make everybody be good, was to make everything go just hunky-dory with everybody, then there would be no choice involved, would there? There would be no free will, because everybody knows that God gave us free will. Everybody knows that. And free will is the choice to choose today. Now, if I choose to use, or if I choose to abuse, that's my choice. It doesn't mean that God is going to love me any less, but it's my choice. And I thank God for the freedom to choose today. I choose to forgive this guy. I choose to place understanding around him. Mary J. Blige, remember? I do. How about you today? What do you choose to do today? Your choices will determine your future. It is indeed true that God has given you free will. But the will to bring freedom into someone's life is very important, with your words, with your thoughts, with your actions. Remember, I've said before, the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So if your Bible says it must be true, there must be something inherently powerful in our words. And if you couple what you speak with the words of God, you have the right and the legal authority then to speak goodness, to speak grace, to speak love into people's lives. Now, I was almost tempted last night to reply to that text. I was almost tempted to ring back and say, I forgive you. But God said, no, don't engage him. Let the silence be enough. Let his own thoughts stir around him. Today, Audioboo, you have free will and you have the choice to choose what you say and what you do. That's why our God is so good. And instead of saying, why does God allow this? God allows it and allows people to do the things they do. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be a just and loving God. He would be a tyrant. He would be a control freak. And our God is not that. Because God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die, that so whoever believeth in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Today, Audioboo, make your choices wisely. Learn to forgive, learn to forget. Speak grace into situations, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yes, I'm going to go get my boiler fixed now. I'm going to ring the landlord. I'm a bit nervous about ringing him at this time, but I think I'm in the right. So pray for me, Audioboo. And also, your prayers are wanted into this situation. The guy who, you know, caused so much trouble, I just ask that you pray for him too. And let's place a understanding around him. Today, don't be Mary J. Blige.